Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Communities in Sanilac County have set their trick-or-treating hours for Friday, October the 13th. The Sanilac communities that set their trick-or-treating hours to be from 5 to 7 are Carsonville, Deckerville, Sandusky, Brown City, and Minden City. All those cities are from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. The rest of the Sanilac County communities that were a little more diversified in their timing for trick-or-treating hours were Marlette from 5:30 to 7, Croswell from 6 to 8, Peck from 5:30 to 7:30, Lexington from 6 to 8, and in Melvin, candy will be passed out from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And another local and regional news for today. 3 years ago, a proposal was made to allow the Amish to build a bridge over the Cass River to reduce the amount of time that they would have to travel on M53. That proposal is now showing some progress, with commissioners in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola County each having previously approved letters of support to let the Amish build their own bridge over the river at their own expense. Several Amish communities live in Tuscola and Sanilac counties. As part of their beliefs, they travel by horse and buggy and have used M53 to access goods or services that they need. Because the Cass River is involved with the proposed project, and that is in the location of state-owned land, the Department of Natural Resources had to get involved. After months of being stonewalled by the DNR, there finally seems to be some willingness for the state to allow the project, according to Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell, who has been on board with the project since the beginning. It was explained to the DNR that a 20-foot-wide bridge would be built, paid for, and maintained by the Amish community. Some suggestions that could allow the bridge project to move forward would be getting an easement agreement and having a survey done of the proposed area for the bridge. Traveling on M53 in that kind of non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents, resulting in injury or loss of life in the Amish community. A wooden buggy operated by a single horse doesn't stand a chance of surviving a crash with the chrome and steel of a motorized vehicle. Alexander did a ride-along in an Amish horse and buggy so that he could experience what it's like to have vehicles fly by at 55 miles per hour or faster. And in fact, on the day that he did the ride-along with the Amish, there was a serious crash on M53. However, fortunately, it was in a different area from where he was. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Every child deserves a fair shot at a bright future. That's why Save the Children Head Start administers Head Start programs in rural America. We leveled the playing field early, helping children start school strong, stay strong, and unlock their full potential. Because education is the best path out of poverty. Learn more at savethechildren.org/headstart.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Hurricane Melissa has left a trail of destruction across Cuba, Haiti, and Jamaica. The storm made landfall Tuesday in Jamaica as a Category 5 hurricane with winds reaching 185 miles per hour. Officials say at least 25 people have died across Haiti. In Cuba, officials reported collapsed houses and blocked roads with 735,000 people in shelters. Jamaica faces widespread power outages and communication blackouts. The United States is sending rescue teams to assist. And Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel warns of significant damage, urging people not to underestimate the storm's power. Forecasters expected Melissa to bring dangerous winds, flooding, and storm surges to the Bahamas on Wednesday night. And the Federal Reserve has cut its key interest rate on Wednesday for a second time this year as it seeks to shore up economic growth and hiring, even as inflation stays elevated. The move comes amid a fraught time for the central bank, with hiring sluggish and inflation stuck above the Fed's 2% target. Compounding its challenges, the central bank is navigating without much of the economic data that it typically relies on from the government. FED Chair Jerome Powell has also cautioned that further rate cuts were not guaranteed, citing the lack of economic reports and sharp divisions among 19 Fed officials who participated in the central bank's interest rate deliberations. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbnail news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, October the 29th of 2025. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.